I guess one of the things, don't lecture. You know, as I said, most likely the people who are away already feel bad enough about their relationship. And, you know, don't call them fallen away Catholics, because they're really not. I mean, by virtue of our baptism, we're Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And we always will be Catholics unless we do something that, you know, results in excommunication. I think another good point is not to overreact. If you have a son or daughter or a neighbor who challenges your belief in the true presence or your, you know, some other religious teachings, it actually could be that they're starting to examine their own position. So don't be offended. Just try to answer as best you can, and perhaps offer, if you don't totally understand the church's teachings, offer to explore together what they might be how you might find an answer together. I think it's really important to invite people, whether it's Mass, whether it's another way in which you show your faith, maybe invite them to your prayer group. But, yeah, don't push it, but it might be one of those things that if they're asked, they may say yes. Pray. You know, it sounds like such a simple thing, but after I came back to the church, I actually have quite a few friends who are evangelical fundamentalists, as you may know, Jerry, from my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it was amazing when kind of the word got out that I had a relationship with God again, and I was back at the Catholic Church. The number of them who wrote me and said, "Oh, I'm so thrilled to hear this. I've been praying for you for 5 years," which was really kind of a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of the other things to think about: don't despair if they talk for a long time. If your kids say, "Well, you know, I really thought about going on Easter, but it's, you know, that I won't get a place in the parking lot, and it's too crazy," that's okay. Just keep asking them. When they come back, I'll just warn you, and I was one of these people. Sometimes when people do come back, they kind of go berserk.
The fire is burning brightly.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I was on parish council within 3 months of coming back, which was a little bit overwhelming.
Uh-huh.
You know, people would say, "We are resurrection people," and I was, "Excuse me, what does that mean?"
Yeah.
I think I drove my pastor crazy for a solid year. But that does happen, and that is a wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you run into somebody like that, the best thing you can do is help feed their fire. Listen to what they're saying. You know, don't discourage them. Don't tell them to slow down. Share your own faith journey with them. And I think, finally, if there are a ton of activities they want to explore that maybe have never been your cup of tea, hey, check it out. Maybe this is your time to join the Legion of Mary, or to join the Knights of Columbus, or to do a Curcio weekend. You know, maybe that's one of the reasons they're in your life at that particular moment is to help guide you as well.